two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. KSL News Time is now 5:30.
Right now, it's 30 degrees.
Got to slow down on I-15 temporary just before you get into Lehigh. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
Your voice, your vote. 5 days until election week. In-depth coverage on KSL News Radio.
Hundreds of thousands of ballots have already been returned, and Utah is on a pace to break voter turnout records this year.
Your voice, your vote, 2020. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards begins our live team coverage with the latest Utah numbers. Mary?
And Amanda, more than 500,000 Utahns have sent back in their ballots, but over 1 million other registered Utah voters still need to. Elections officials and state leaders say please get it in the mail today or take it to a drop box. They say don't wait. You don't want to be in a long line on election day. Now, the turnout is at 31% so far from the count posted yesterday morning, and in a few hours that should jump again with the newest count. A reminder, it has to be postmarked by Monday, the day before Election Day, but if you go to a polling place on Tuesday, you'll just fill out that same ballot that was mailed to you. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
Yes, not just here in Utah. Early voting records being shattered across the country. ABC's Elizabeth Schulze continues our live team coverage.
United States Election Project says more than 71 million Americans have already cast their ballots. That's more than half of the total votes counted in the 2016 general election. Early in-person voting accounts for around 23 million of those votes, while mail-in ballots make up the remaining roughly 47 million. The early voting numbers are especially high in critical battleground states, including Florida and North Carolina. Elizabeth Schulze, ABC News, Washington.
President Trump is planning a robust series of rallies right up until Election Day. He was in Omaha, Nebraska yesterday.
Nebraska, we know it's looking great, okay? I mean, in theory, I didn't really have to be here, but it's nice to be with your friends, too.
Today, President Trump will stage a rally in Arizona. Democratic running mate Kamala Harris will also be in Arizona today after making multiple stops in Nevada yesterday.
Meanwhile, a new ABC News Washington Post poll shows the latest surge in COVID-19 cases is hurting President Trump's reelection campaign in the critical swing state of Wisconsin.
Wisconsin voters now giving Joe Biden a 57-40% lead over President Trump. Mr. Biden has a slightly closer advantage, 51-44% in Michigan. President Trump won Michigan by nearly 11,000 votes 4 years ago, and Wisconsin by just 22,000 out of 3 million. Polling shows the president down 20 points when it comes to handling the pandemic in Wisconsin as COVID cases surge there.
A judge has blocked a sudden ban on the open display of guns near Michigan polling places on Election Day. The judge acted just a few hours after hearing a challenge from gun rights groups. They said the Michigan Secretary of State exceeded her authority in banning people from openly carrying guns within 100 feet of polling places. The judge agreed, but the state is planning to appeal.
The Salt Lake City School District Board is thinking about allowing more schools to hold in-person classes. Dr. Adam Hirsch with Primary Children's Hospital told the board last night that kids are not getting infected in schools.
The attendance at school is teaching kids how to function during this pandemic. If we could live our lives outside of school the way the kids are living their lives in school, we would move the needle on this pandemic in a big way.
There have been few coronavirus outbreaks in Utah elementary schools, but health officials think high school kids hanging out without masks are driving the state's recent spike in cases.
Utah Firewatch on KSL News Radio.
The Range fire is almost out after a long week and a half on the fire lines near Orem. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik joins us live with an update, John.
Yeah, Amanda, the range fire, which broke out back on October 17th, is now 93% contained, and with about half an inch of rain or snow, the fire will be considered 100% contained. Now, remember, this started at the Orem Police Department gun range in the foothills of Mount Timpanogos. In fact, the range fire is the largest fire in Orem modern history, with the last fire even close to the size happening back in 1996. Officials say there were more than 280 firefighters assigned to the range fire, and most crews were pulling 12-hour shifts. Next up on the to-do list is to test the soil and general environment of the area, since it can typically take up to 3 years for growth to come back following a fire of this size. Live, John Bochak, KSL News Radio.
KSL weather now with Grant Wayman. Normal temperatures for this time of year, right around 60 degrees. We're going to be below that today.
We'll be close to that average. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, we're actually warming up 60, so some pleasant weather is coming your way. The warmer weather, timing out with a weekend. You got to love that, right?
Grant says we're not seeing any storms in the seven-day forecast. At trick-or-treat time on Saturday, temperatures should be in the mid-50s.
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.